It is now time for the Amazing Race Recap!
Yes. Man, we didn't even plan that. No, it was awesome. Said the right thing.
Yeah. So last night was episode 3, and as you know, we've been watching avidly the Amazing Race Canada because we were snubbed entrance onto the show. So we've been, you know, going over every show and what we liked, disliked about the show, how we made it, would have made it better, that sort of stuff.
How we would have fared in the challenges, what the challenges are.
Yeah. So this week's show, they're in Alberta, and the first challenge that they meet is doing line dancing.
Yeah. I was thinking as soon as that came up, I'm not doing that one.
Exactly. I would have done it, and I would have, you know, for I've got pretty good moves. I was recruited to be in a breakdancing outfit, but I didn't join them. And then even, you're thinking, that was in my youth. Fine, that was in my youth. However, last year, I was at a bar with university students, and I won a dance fight.
Wow.
So I know that I could have done this line dancing. Yeah, we had a dance fight, and I destroyed these kids.
Nice.
They didn't even know what hit them. They were like, oh, look at this guy. He's got a little bit of gray in his beard. Don't matter. I freaking threw down the moves.
That's right.
Didn't even know what hit them.
As soon as we were watching it, Earth Mother said, ooh, Adam better take this challenge.
Yeah. You mean DJ Ad-Rock.
Yeah, that's what I, like, yeah.
Right.
But you know what? How do they know? They read the card and it says, who's going to get in line? To me, that doesn't obviously say line dancing.
Yeah, but you got to take it in context. They're in Alberta. Alberta has a lot of, you know, cattle and cowboys and stuff like that. What else is going to, you
know? I guess so.
You're right. It's you got to extrapolate a bit, but I think that's a reasonable conclusion to draw from that clue. So anyways, I think I would have done okay at that. Better than certainly some of them. So the doctors were in first place going into this challenge.
Jeez.
And they came out third last. The Kitchener boys were second last, and Tim and Tim were last to come out.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, these guys were just awful. Just awful. The only person to get it on one try, and I'm starting to gain more and more respect for Jet and Dave as this show goes on. When it first started, you're like, man, these guys are douchey meatbags. But they're not. They're actually nice guys, and they're kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I'll get into that a little bit later about how they're kind of slowly winning me over. Still not my favorite.
But you know who else is slowly winning me over?
Who?
Hal and Joanne.
Yes.
Because they are, not only are they tweeting to us.
Yes.
And informing us of things, special hidden things, which we'll get to in this episode recap.
Yep.
But they as well did the dance off quite good.
They did. And they're, you know, as much as it can kind of wear on you sometimes, they're just positive all the time.
Yeah.
And it's infectious. Yeah. And I guess that's why they've been so successful with Body Break.
Yeah.
And keeping fit and having fun, because they appear to be really positive people. It's not just an act.
I know.
So, yeah, they are slowly winning. Now, if only... So I've got... Hal and Joanne finished first.
Yeah.
However, Hal's mustache is still in last place.
Yes. Now,
in my books.
Now, that was what the tweets were about. So we got a tweet from Body Break. We've been tweeting out a little bit about our Amazing Race recaps. And we got a tweet from Body Break saying that it's fixed. Now, we put out a couple tweets. I wasn't sure whether they were tweeting saying that the Amazing Race was fixed.
Yeah, could have been.
Or whether the selection process was fixed, because we were saying that how we weren't chosen. And we also tweeted how it was hard to watch without his mustache.
Yeah.
And then immediately after we tweeted that, they tweeted a vote whether he should grow his mustache back.
Well, they had been tweeting about that.
Oh, had they?
But what's odd is they've been voting about keeping his mustache or whether he should grow his mustache back, right? But I assume that when they said it's fixed, it meant that he had grown his mustache back. But if they're voting about whether he should grow his mustache
back... No, whether he should shave it again.
Oh.
Because I, 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 I,
Now, they never did. We asked them to send us photographic evidence.
No, they didn't show us the photographic evidence.
But maybe they don't, because they are a little bit older. Maybe they don't know how to use their phones properly to tweet a picture.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows?
Or maybe they're tweeting with Nokia flip phones.
Maybe, or who knows? Maybe they won the BlackBerry 10 from the thing, and they just don't know. New technology.
Yep. Anywho, whatever the case may be, we've been having a fun interaction with Hal and Joanne, and they've
and we've been keeping sports. Fit too.
Yes, we have been, especially my thumbs and tweeting. So, also while the line dancing was happening, there happened to be a fight between the hippies and the doctors, and the doctors are driving me nuts. Like, I want to throat chop them.
Wow!
And if I was on the show, it might happen. Like, I don't know if I would held.
We would be kicked out. You can't. You can't touch another team.
You can't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I would mind throat chop them. So, anyways.
Well, so there...
Oh, that was another thing. When Jet and Dave were trying to find the line dancing place, and the one goes to the other, what does exterior mean?
Oh.
Come on. You don't know geography, and you're not so good with words, but you know what exterior means.
I know what exterior means.
Yeah. And they were staring
right at
them.
And it was right in front of them, yeah. Frig. But they did well. Like, they ended up, what, in fourth or second or something like that?
I think they finished in, I think fourth, yeah.
Yeah?
So, yeah, I was very happy when the hippies beat the doctors out of the line dancing, but most of the teams beat the doctors out of the line dancing.
Yeah.
Because Hall was just brutal. And yes, the titty twins, I think it was Vanessa, was the one who did the dancing, and they came out in third place from doing the line dancing challenge. I can't remember. I think it took her three attempts or two attempts.
What I don't understand, though, is why they chose to haul the coal.
Could you imagine those two trying to assemble a dinosaur?
Well, yeah, I guess...
It was the lesser of two evils.
And what I was thinking about that, now, suppose Team Ma'am was in there, which would you have picked?
We would have done the coal.
Coal, that's what I'm thinking too, yeah, definitely.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
We usually are. Like, remember earlier when we did the It's Now Time for Amazing Race?
Yeah,
like,
we totally said it exactly.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? I could not get over the fact that, I don't think both of them were, but Dave is a former collegiate cheerleader.
Yeah.
That kind of blew my mind. It paid off.
Yeah.
His choreography paid off.
Yeah. He got it quickly.
Got it first shot. He was the only one to get it in first shot. And then these guys, this is how they're winning me over. They helped the Titty Twins out twice. They told
with
them
the tags.
They told them about the directions of where to get the clue.
Ah.
And then once they made it to the coal mine place, they told them about the tags.
Yeah.
Because they had screwed up a few times without changing the tags. I once thought that they were douchey, but I think they're actually nice guys in disguise.
Yeah, and I watch a lot of the after the episode on Amazing Race Canada website.
Yeah.
And they were nice on the interview after the thing, too. So,
yeah
they're moving up there in the books.
Yep. Now, another thing that Holly and Brett keep saying is, we're doctors! We should be able to do this! We're doctors! We should be able to do this! We're doctors! We're used to working under duress! We're doctors! Like, shut up already! We get it, you're doctors.
Yeah.
We understand that fact.
It's interesting
how
doctors can't run.
No.
Did you see them running at the end?
Yeah.
What
especially,
the
especially Holly. Like,
yeah, what was that?
She looked like a chicken with a broken leg or something.
Man.
I don't know. It was weird. It made me feel awkward inside.
Yeah.
what else?
Doctors! We should know how to run.
Brett keeps on going, Hall, Hall, back off the table. Hall, Hall, just relax. Hall. Hall. Like, seriously, I don't want to hear him say Hall, Hall anymore. Like, I don't do that to you. I don't go, like, I don't say Steal, 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 Steal.
Back off the table.
Steal, Steal. I'd yell at you, sure, but I'm not going to be like, I don't know. I wouldn't say something annoying over and over again. Oh yeah, that's what I said. I made the note. This is my exact note. If I hear Hall Hall one more time, I'm going to stick a rusty screwdriver in my ears.
Oh. See, I didn't notice that as much, but I don't know.
Now, who I hope, like, besides the doctors who are just annoying, the people who are not very nice people, who I really actually don't like as human beings, are the Titty Twins.
Why don't you like them as human beings?
Because they're not nice people.
Why?
They, like, had all this, they had this help from Jet and Dave.
Yeah.
And then they, as they were, what did they say? As the Kitchener boys were coming to the coal place, I think they were leaving. No, they must have beat, no, because the Kitchener boys beat them out of the coal mine because they were really slow. But anyways, someone came in and they're like, "Don't help them, don't help them.
Oh.
Don't say anything." Like, and then we saw a little bit of a preview of next week when they butt in line in front of everybody.
Oh yeah. Yeah, in the
preview.
So
they've done a few things, like when they were teasing Tim and Tim. They've done a few things that have not jived well in my books, so I don't think they were raised properly.
What do you think about that non-elimination leg?
I was glad to see that Tim and Tim didn't, because I like Tim and Tim.
Yeah.
But I was a little disappointed that Tim Jr. just assumed that he knew where they were going instead of checking the map. That was kind of dumb.
Frig. And what's interesting is in past Amazing Races, like the full Amazing Races, they do something like, this is a non-elimination round. You'll have to do the next round with no money
or something like that.
This one's a
John
speed
said
bump.
That. Yeah.
Is that new?
I guess so. That kind of shocked me when he said that.
Yeah. I was thinking, I don't know what a speed bump is, but apparently, so something down the line is going to, they got to do an extra task or something like that.
So we'll see what happens next week.
Yeah. But
I was very pleased. One of my other favorite teams, the Kitchener boys, they moved from second last to fifth. So that was great to see because they really struggled with the line dancing because I can't remember what his name is, but the gentleman with the graphite legs was having trouble with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else? Yeah, that was it. I think we covered all of it. So Tim and Tim finished last, but they didn't get eliminated, as you just said. The MDs went from first to second last. Had Tim Jr. not assumed, made the assumption, and made an asset of you and Umption. Which we wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have allowed that to happen.
No.
Had it been you and I.
Yeah.
Would have been like, no, let's look at the friggin' map. That's the other thing, too. The Titty
That's
Twins
right.
can't read a map to save their lives.
Yeah. I think I can do a map.
I think so, too.
Or even if you drive and if I drive and you do the map. Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. We're a good team that way.
Yeah.
I don't
frig.
I don't need to drive. You can drive. I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where to go in probably every sense of that
saying. Oh. Wow. Now,
okay, now you had a song that you wanted to play for
now,
this week.
So at the end of last week's episode, I went into the new Daft Punk song.
Yeah.
And we got a message on the Mono A Mono contact form that said, "We thought you were gonna do Canadian music because it's Amazing Race Canada, because your first one was so good playing the new Mounties track when they were flying to Vancouver."
Right.
"We thought you were doing bands that were from the cities that they flew to."
Right. Okay.
And so I thought, well, okay, we can do that. That wasn't what we said we would do, but we'll do that. We'll add that in.
Well, we can play them from the province that they're from.
Province, that's what I mean. So this last one, they went to Alberta.
Yep.
And we were talking about Hal Johnson's mustache.
Yes.
So what better band to go out on than the Wet Secrets and their song "Grow Your Own Effin' Mustache, A-Hole"?
Which we're not suggesting that Hal is an a-hole, and we're not being aggressive towards him by saying "grow your own effing mustache."
Yeah, or mustache.
We Hal just want you to grow a mustache.
Yeah,
but this is just a song that's geographically appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, that's why we're choosing it.
So here you go.
This is the Wet Secrets right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.